that's
a good hour talking. What are you talking about?
Well, that's my B. I got carried away.
A full hour.
I got blown away by Carrie Underwood.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna spend this whole episode sewing. Like an old woman.
I love it.
I feel like it's on brand for watching Christmas movies.
Oh, definitely. I know. Christmas movies make me wish that I, like, knit.
My mom was knitting, like, a week or so ago. And I was, like, so fascinated by it. I was like, I want to learn to knit.
I've crocheted, but knitting I find hard for some reason.
Or maybe that's what she was doing. I have no idea what it is. I don't know the difference.
Crochet, you use one needle and it's got a hook on the end. And then knitting is like the two long needles.
Oh, she was using two.
Yeah, but she's probably knitting.
Well, fun stuff. I don't know how to do either of those things. But I can do a lot of other random things. None of which come to mind right now, but... Anyway.
You're literally sewing right now?
Whatever. I feel like that's more of a basic skill. Like, you should just know how to do that.
You would think. So many people don't know.
I know. Dummies, haven't they seen Hunger Games? Or read the book? Learn how to sew. Learn how to purify water.
Maybe watch some Hunger Games and then you'll calm down.
Learn how to kill someone with your bare hands. Ridiculous. Anyway.
You know, basic life skills.
I mean, kind of. But anyway, so we watch more Christmas movies because we're still in that holly jolly Christmas spirit. I literally have
not. Holly jolly.
I was gonna say, I've literally not listened to any Christmas music.
Well, I've been listening to nothing but that since November 4th, which is when my work started playing it. So, yeah, good times.
Do you know what I heard today in, like, the fucking cafeteria at my job? It's literally just, it was, like, 80s music, and the song was... Honestly, I can't remember what it was, but it was so ridiculous. I was like, what? I'm like, why is this playing at work, of all places?
I figured out that there are at least 5 different versions of Last Christmas that play. And my coworker was like, oh no, there's like 8. And I was like, well, I've counted 5 so far. And I have to tell you, I hate all of them except the originals, so...
I was gonna say, do they even play the Wham one?
They do. They play the original, but they also have a version by Taylor Swift, which is my least favorite song of all time, I think. There's another one that my coworker said was Ariana Grande, but I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, I think she did do a version.
Well, it sounds... almost identical to the Taylor Swift version. She also has a guy singing with her. They both have guys singing with her. And then there's a version by Cascada. And then,
of no all joke, people.
No joke. And then, and it sounds exactly like how you think it sounds. And then there's another version by some random guy, and I don't know who it is.
Oh.
And
Santa Tell Me has jumped back up to her number one most popular song on streaming.
Well, I'm shocked.
Oh yeah. She does have a Last Christmas cover.
With who?
It doesn't say, really.
Hold on. I swear there's a guy singing with her.
I mean, probably. Oh, she has a song with Liz Gillies. Santa
That's
Baby.
Amazing.
I don't know why I forget about this album. She did... Oh, this is 2013. Christmas Kisses in 2013.
Christmas Kisses.
Yep.
That's so long ago.
I know. I always listen to Christmas and Chill.
Okay.
Which was 2015. Uh-huh. We're due for another one. Ariana Grande, get on it, bitch. We're due for another one.
This episode is now about Ariana Grande's Christmas music career.
Yeah. I mean, she's got to keep up. She's got to keep it live.
She's got to keep it fresh and funky.
Yeah. I mean, Mariah's doing her thing. It's coming back onto the charts every year at the same time. And, you know, people always try and pretend to be like, that song's not even that good. And I'm just like, okay. All right. There's literally, like, the only Christmas songs are old-ass fucking Christmas songs. And then there's, you know, All I Want for Christmas Is You from, like, 1994, I think.
Really? That's from that long ago?
Yeah, it's from the 90s, but I can't remember specifically what year.
Hmm. That's crazy. Well, there's also, well, there's Last Christmas, so that was the 80s. And then there's, that one by The Waitresses, and that's from, like, the 2000s or maybe the 90s, I don't know. Yeah. And then there's, you know, the Taylor Swift cover of Last Christmas, which is, like I said, the worst song ever, and I stand by that.
You know what? She came out with a new, she came up with a new Christmas song this year called, Christmas Tree Farm.
Ugh, I don't care.
I mean, it's not bad, but it's also, like, not great.
Christmas Tree Farm. I would rather just imagine what that sounds like instead of actually hearing it.
Believe me, you're not missing anything. If anything, the song is, it just feels like it's meant to be on, like, a jeans commercial or something. Like, a Gap commercial.
Okay, yeah,
that's Does Gap nice. Not do commercials anymore? I just realized that. But also, yeah. I never watch TV, so I don't know what commercials are happening. I don't watch live television anymore.
I don't either.
Except for by accident.
Except for when I'm walking through a room and it's on.
Kind of. That's exactly what I've been doing. I mean, mostly right now it's just like Hallmark channels, so the only commercials are for Christmas movies.
It's just for other Christmas movies.
I mean,
other than the ones you're already watching.
Yeah, it's really weird. What are some other Christmas songs? We did say we were going to talk about Christmas music on this episode.
Yeah. I really have nothing else to say about it. Oh, I do want to give a shout out to my favorite Christmas song that I didn't know existed until I heard it at work. It's from, let me see if I can find it, because I need to know what year it's from. It's very important.
It's very important. Context.
Oh, it's from 1959, and it is a cover of Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, and it's by a band called the Harmony Grits, who look like, I don't know, like a 50s version of the Temptations, okay. And I love them, and everybody go look up this cover, because it's fucking amazing.
Is it, like, really weird or something?
It's, well, here, I'll play you a little sample.
A little ditty. Santa? Santa?
It's Santa! This is how it starts. Wait, we have to...
This is how it begins.
It's Christmas time. It's Christmas
time.
And Santa is coming to town.
Why is this funny?
All right.
I don't get... I don't... like, What's really funny is, like, it's hilarious, and I cannot tell you why.
Oh, I love it so much. Every time it comes on, I am filled with a joy that is unparalleled. That's all I have to say about Christmas music.
Do you know what's really funny is the other day I was putting up Christmas decorations with my mom, and she was, like, randomly singing a Christmas song, as she does. And she was singing, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. And I was just thinking about that song, and I was just like...
I hate that song.
What's funny is that kid is a snitch, first and foremost. That kid's a snitch. And then on top of that, he's like, oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus. And I'm just like, do you want your parents to get divorced?
I mean, the joke is that it is the dad.
I know, but he doesn't know that. He's just like, it would be so funny if my parents got into a huge argument and got divorced. Like, what a sadist. Anyway.
You know the... No, actually, the one Christmas song I really don't like... Well, actually...
Are you going to say Baby, It's Cold Outside?
I was going to say Santa Baby, but I also don't like that one either. So, there's just several.
Oh, true.
There's only, like, two good ones.
I think Santa Tell Me is a better alternative to Santa Baby. It's a no. It's a lot more PG, and you can definitely sing it with your kids.
Definitely
Santa, tell right. me.
I mean, Santa Baby is basically like Santa. If I have sex with you, will you give me all these things that I'm listing in this song?
Oh, that's not to Santa. That's just to a sugar daddy.
I mean, okay. It sounds like she wants to fuck Santa, but okay.
I mean, all you're going to get out of that is diabetes and some, like, toys.
You're gonna get diabetes from having sex with Santa?
I feel like you could.
Oh my god.
I feel
well,
like...
you heard it here first.
I feel as though one probably could.
Don't fuck Santa, because you will get diabetes.
And you will die.
And you will die.
They will take your foot.
Have you... a little wheel for a foot.
Speaking of little wheel, that's what I was going to tell you. The other girl from the Christmas Prince movies, she's like, her legs don't work, so she's on crutches or in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
No, that's... I remembered that, and I remember that being, like...
Oh, that was the other fact that you had to know. That... See, that I remember.
I know, that was just, like, this is a funny plot point whenever I think about it, because I think about in the second one, I think it was, they were putting on a play. And I was just like, is she gonna be propped up on these crutches the whole play?
See, I don't think I watched the second one. I don't know. But anyway, we're not here to talk about that movie.
Oh, no. I think that was all I had to say about Christmas music, too. I didn't really have anything else. I'm not really into, like, most Christmas music. So anytime, yeah. like, someone, like, shakes it up, I'm into it. Because I do love, you know, the classic Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. But I'm also a huge fan of the remix. Mm-hmm. That, like, I feel like not a lot of people are familiar with. But there's a music video, and I remember this music video so distinctively because I watched it on BET mm-hmm. when I was a kid. I remember mm-hmm. watching it, I think it was on 106 A Park, and it's, like, completely animated. And, like, I can't remember the rapper that's in it. I want to say, like, it's Lil Bow Wow and someone else random.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah, like, as I say that, you're like, yeah, that tracks. That sounds about right.
Sounds right.
Let's see if I can look it up on YouTube. Let's see. Mariah Carey. You know, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Extend the search. Remix. Let's see. I like how there's a crossover with Crank That Soulja Boy. Why?
Sure. No, because why not?
Oh, okay. Oh, it doesn't say. It just says JD Animated Remix. There's a rapper in this song, so I'm going to have to figure that out. But love this video.
Shout out to that video.
Specifically. May drop it on the Insta just to get everyone in the spirit. But anyway, moving on to movies that we actually did watch. What's funny is when we watch these movies, or when I watch them specifically, my mom was just like, the first one I watched was Drinksgiving, and then she was just like, is this a Christmas movie? I was like, Thanksgiving.
Oh, you did watch that one.
Oh, I watched all of them that you sent me.
Oh, okay. Great. I thought you didn't watch that one or the lesbian one.
Why would you think that?
Because I told you they were boring. I texted you and I was like, I watched them and they were boring.
They were, but I had, I still had thoughts. Okay. Honestly, I have like a lot of notes.
Well, then actually I'm very excited to hear your thoughts on all that.
So Drinksgiving, I do agree with you that it was fucking boring. And then I remember, like, as I was writing the notes at the very beginning, I was like, the one chick literally just asked, it's like, hey, do you want to come back to working here? And then she just gave her whole life story, and I would be like, bitch, that is not what I asked you. Like, that was a yes or a no, and then you were like, a whole bunch of extra information. I didn't need to know that.
The funny part was, she didn't even ask her to come back to work. She wanted her to cover her shift that night. She was like, I specifically need you to start working right now tonight so that I can go home. And she literally said, no, thank you.
She's... But also, she was like, I'm having an adult party. And I'm like, what?
Everything about that was funny. I wanted it to be, because the production quality was so bad, I was like, I just wanted it to be so much more.
Like be shockingly good.
Yeah, like, I just wanted, like, some crazy shit to happen, and it didn't.
The Clerks of Thanksgiving movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that wasn't gonna happen.
But instead we got puppets, and, I don't know, whatever the gay guy was doing.
Just being sad and drunk, and then I was just like, I mean, that tracks, but... Like, I get it, but... Weirdly enough, not a stereotypical, gay that you usually get. So...
Yeah, you didn't think so?
Different representation, kind of, but at the same time,
what? I thought, like, their friendship was very much the stereotypical, like, straight girl, gay guy friendship.
Oh, yeah. It really was.
And I was like, I feel like it don't be like that. Like, it was very, like, fantasy, like, straight girl fantasy of what having a gay best friend is like.
Yeah.
And then like, we dance around my house!
That was stupid. There were a lot of really dumb montages, and I was just like, what?
There were so many montages. Like, if you cut those montages out, I think it would have been, like, 20 minutes long.
And they just couldn't have that. They needed especially, to make runtime.
Like, especially the ones where, like, her best friend showed up, and then they were just dancing for a while. And I'm like, why are we watching this?
It made no sense. Also, what was funny was, like, the black girl, her boyfriend was a porn star.
That was probably, I think that was my favorite plot.
It was mine, too, but I was just like, what?
Because I think that the best friend was... The best actress was the best actor, I thought, in the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Like, I could foresee seeing her on something else randomly and being like, Oh, I recognize you from Drinksgiving.
From Drinksgiving. From the creators of Drinksgiving.
From Star Trek.
The other major thing I think made it, like, a bummer was that there was no real conflict.
It was just
she threw a party and then she was upset about the party, and I was like, but you threw it, like, you insisted that you had to throw this party.
It's true.
And you were just upset about stuff happening. I'm like, you threw the party.
I think really what it was is she didn't even really want to do the party. She just wanted to see her one friend. And I'm like, you can just go to her house.
Like, just invite her over. Why did you have to have this whole party?
That was really weird. That made no sense to me. She was just like, we haven't seen each other in a long time. And I'm just like, why? And they were never clear about it. And then she was just like, I'm going to go see you on Thanksgiving. And I'm just like...
Oh, no, because the friend didn't live there anymore.
Oh.
Because they were talking about the bitchy girl had, like, gone to see her, like, had gone to visit her. So I think that the idea was she had moved away.
Oh, maybe I just was not paying attention during this movie.
Yeah. It was not made... clear.
I just completely tuned out, apparently.
Which is fair, as did I during most of the movie.
I was on my phone a lot. But weirdly enough, yeah. I really did take a lot of notes. I said the title cards.
Oh, yeah!
I also was just like, I love iMovie. Because it really did look like an effect from iMovie.
I don't understand why they did that. I was like, this just makes it look so much worse.
It really did.
Like, I was just like, you could have just, like, they might as well have just, like, freeze-framed and, like, put white text over this screenshot. Like,
yeah.
I was like, why did you do this? Like, I couldn't even read it. I couldn't read anybody's name the way that the names were, like, cut in half and, like, going across each other. I was like, I can't even read this.
It really didn't make any sense. And then on top of that, it just seems so unnecessary. It was just like, does this pertain to anything in particular? It's like, no. It was, like, literally just to do it.
Like, some of them were funny. Like, some of the, like, descriptions of the people were, like, funny. But it had no purpose.
It feels like it was something that was left over from their initial script that they thought was funny.
Yeah.
So they were just like, let's still do that. It's like, no, now it doesn't fit.
I just want to know how this got made, who and why, how it got on Hulu.
That's the real question.
I have so many questions for the people that made this, because it looks like it was shot on an iPhone 8.
It really does.
And, like, not even in 4K, just, like, regular iPhone 8 video, and edited, like you said, with iMovie.
On their phone, because you can do that.
I don't understand. That was my biggest issue with it.
I mean, valid. That's completely valid. Also, I really didn't... There was something... The main girl, she kept iterating that she didn't have a job, and I was just like, okay, we get it. Also, she, like, printed... At the very beginning, she, like, printed out that rejection email that she had gotten for a job, and I was like, why would you print that out?
Oh, yeah, when she, like, showed it to her
friend. She, like, pulled it out of a drawer. I'm like, okay, so not only did you print it out, you put it in a drawer. Like, why did she put it away like that?
She printed it out, and then she was so upset she couldn't even look at it, so she put it away in a drawer. My favorite thing was how ugly the house was that she... they were in the whole time. She was like, yeah, like, what a great house. I was like, this is the ugliest house I've ever seen. There was, like, a painting on the wall that, like, showed up in, like, a bunch of shots whenever they were in the dining room. There was a painting.
The traveling painting?
It was a cat. It was, I have to take a screenshot of it because it was, it summed up the whole movie. And there was one shot where it was like, most of the frame was this painting of the cat. I was like, what is this?
The traveling cat painting.
I should definitely go back and screenshot it because it was so funny. It was just terrible. It's like, this sums it up.
My favorite character was definitely that one girl who was just like, when I was a... She's like, I used to be a groupie for the Spin Doctors, and then I became a groupie for Third Eye Blind. And I was like, yes. Wow, she's truly iconic.
She was funny. She was just, like, giving the gay guy advice, life advice outside.
Do you know what's funny is I feel like this movie was trying to be Can't Hardly Wait so bad.
True.
I also feel really bad for the girl who was waiting for toilet paper.
But she was so angry. She was so angry. She was like, you're gonna get toilet paper, right? I was like, calm down.
She just wanted to get off that damn toilet.
I was like, why didn't you fucking check for toilet paper before you sat your ass down?
I guess she really just had to go.
Also, there had to have been multiple bathrooms in that house. It was like a giant house.
Yeah, but the thing is like, what was ridiculous is it would have taken her 2 seconds to get that toilet paper from another room. And she was just like, I'm gonna go get toilet paper. But she left her house.
She fully checked. She checked, like, one closet. She was like, I don't have any. I'm leaving. And then she went to a bar.
You know, I was gonna say, is that valid? And I'm like, you know, in a Christmas movie, that probably would be. But not in this.
Yeah, it was interesting that it was a Thanksgiving movie.
I feel like, you know what I mean? Because it kind of feels like that stereotypical moment in, was that in Meet the Parents where, like, he left the house to go get something and was, like, at a drugstore or something and was having, like, a moment?
I've never seen Meet the Parents.
I feel like that's technically a Christmas movie.
Is it?
I think so, because it takes place during Christmas. Because he goes... Well,
sure, yeah, it's a Christmas movie.
But, I feel like that stereotypical moment is something that always comes up in, like, Christmas movies.
Where you have to go and just take a moment.
Yeah, like, whoever's having the most opposition thing, because, you know, they're like, I'm the odd one out, so I have to go do something by myself. But it's really to, like, come back and bring you guys something, but I'm sad and I need a moment to be by myself. No one follow me!
I'm upset.
So I think after that I watched an actual Christmas one. So what was the other one?
Oh, that's interesting, because I also watched Drinksgiving first, but then I watched Les Bomb after that.
Oh, see, I watched the ones that were on Hulu first, and then I went to Netflix.
Got you.
So I watched Girlfriends of... No, wait. Ghosts of Girlfriends Past?
I was watching in order of Holiday, so...
See, you know what? That makes sense, but...
Yeah.
So after that, I watched Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. Is that what it is? Because I apparently wrote Girlfriends of Girlfriends Past.
So Ghosts of Girlfriends Past is the Matthew McConaughey movie. And Girlfriends of Christmas Past is this movie.
So I still continue to mess it up.
Uh-huh.
But
that's okay. Go ahead. What were your thoughts on this one? So this one, I have seen this one. I don't know why. I have seen this one, like, multiple times.
Do you know what's really funny is I think I start... No, not... My mom hadn't seen this one, but she really wanted to, I guess. Like, I had started watching it, and then she was just like, oh, I'm interested in seeing this one. I haven't seen this Christmas movie yet. And I'm like, okay. But it what's funny is she fell asleep, and then she was like, you're gonna have to, like, put that on so I can watch it again. And I'm like, it wasn't that great. You really didn't miss out on anything.
This is one of my favorite, like, terrible ones. It's just so bad.
What's really funny is, okay, so first off, I laughed when I saw another GBF. I was like, oh, gay best friend.
Yeah, totally.
Immediately. True. But I also laughed when I realized, I was like, is that Chris Salvatore? And it is.
And
if you, oh, if you are unfamiliar of whom Chris Salvatore is, he is the gay from 3 of the 5 Eating Out movies.
Got you. Okay, yeah, that tracks.
Yeah, he was in Eating Out. Jesus Christ. He was in Eating Out 3, 4, and 5.
Didn't we watch one of those together?
Probably the second one, because the second one's my favorite, because it's the most ridiculous.
Okay.
Like, the first one is just, like, I feel like they were trying to be, like, weird and sensual, and I'm just like, okay, whatever. And then, like, the second one is just, like, really stupid, because they're, like, different rocks, and I'm like, what?
I feel like it was the second one we definitely watched.
I definitely have a copy that I've, low-key stole from Blockbuster before they went out of business. I have that and Smiley Face from there.
Nice.
And they'll never get them back.
Those are good ones.
Those were good ones to keep, especially since they're such weird ones to find.
True. Yeah, I feel like Smiley Face is, like, a gem.
It really is. I love that fucking movie. It's so stupid. Also, John Krasinski being in it for no fucking reason other than just to be there.
He's there.
And what's weird is I'm like, I feel like that's, if I ever saw John Krasinski, that's what I would think his personality was.
Yeah, probably.
But then now he's all like, I'm jacked, and I'm also Jack Ryan on Amazon Prime.
Which no one asked for.
No, but people apparently watch it. I considered watching it just out of curiosity, but then I was just like, I'm not into that particular type of show anyway, so...
No, not at all.
I mean, it would be a stretch out of my comfort zone, so maybe I should watch it just to see if it sparks any new ideas.
Mm.
That's usually why I like to do stuff like that, is I'm just like, eh, I usually don't do that, so maybe it'll stimulate a different side of my brain or something. I don't know.
Yeah, not interested.
Anyway, so this bad movie, Girlfriends of Christmas Past. So the number one thing that I couldn't believe, and I was like, how dare you guys think I'm supposed to fucking believe this, is that I'm supposed to believe that Uggo is dating these girls, like, has dated these girls. Like, even the last one that he did, like, broke up with, I mean, she's, like, pretty, but... I mean, I guess you could pass her off as plain Jane if you're really trying hard enough.
The main character?
Yeah. Like, if you're trying really hard enough, you can pass her off as plain Jane. But, I mean...
Well, she has, like, average woman Christmas movie face.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. But what's really ridiculous is I'm like, so we're supposed to believe that this Uggo pulled these three girls...
Okay, but Chad, he was a CEO.
Was he? Is that what he was?
It's like in the first scene, she's like, when she thinks he's going to propose to her. And she's like, can you believe you're the CEO of your own company? And he's like, no, I can't. It's the funniest conversation.
I really must have tuned the fuck out because I don't remember that.
It's the funniest conversation. The writing is so funny. The whole conversation where the three girls are like having dinner or whatever with the love interest, and they're like, we hate men, and he's like, actually, maybe it's you guys.
Girl, I wrote that down, and I was just like, excuse me.
That fucking conversation is so funny. Oh, it's so funny. And then she, like, fully is just like, yeah, you're right.
I also wrote down that the main girl and the love interest or whatever, they had, like, zero chemistry, but he was...
Yeah.
I was like, they had zero chemistry, but he was cute.
He was very cute, yes. I
Way I more like believable the than the first dude, but I also was just like, I love Christmas John Tucker must die.
Essentially, that is what this film is.
I mean, they were, like, trying to, like, ruin his life. So, it kind of literally was John Tucker must die.
Yeah. My favorite thing about this one in particular is the two side girls.
Sorry, I'm also laughing about the... Alright, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, I just... They're my favorite part of the movie. Is, like, the other two girls.
Oh, with the weird, vague lesbian undertone?
Yeah, vague. It was full on. Full on. They were a couple at the end. Because that party, they pair off everybody. So, like, gay guy gets introduced to someone's son. And then...
Which was so stupid. Have you met my son?
Have you met my son?
She's like, who did the party? He's like, oh, he did. Have you met my son? And I'm like, do you keep him in a closet?
Me as a mom. It's like pawning off my gay son to anybody. And then the blonde guy, who was also gay, but whatever, they paired him up with the...
Oh, yeah, that was so weird. I was like, he's not gay, apparently.
he was gay. But they got together. And then blonde girl and redhead, they were together. I was like, they're a couple. They're a couple now.
Sorry, them's the rules.
They, like, everyone is paired off, and these two are together. They also, like, show up to her house together at the end. Anyway.
Sorry, you got paired up in the ceremonial Christmas party.
Yeah, that's what happens. Everybody just is together at the end of the Christmas movie.
Do you know how much I think about that and, like, old, like, how that probably was in olden cave days? They literally just, like, paired you up, and they were like, you two are together now. That's it.
You think that's how it went?
Probably.
In olden cave days?
Or something, I don't know. I can only speculate. Without watching a National Geographic.
I think people were just, like... bumping uglies, and then it was like, I don't know when, like, marriage was invented. I don't want to research that either. Nobody fact check me on this one. I don't care.
When the Pope was born. No,
it was basically like, we want women to be property. Let's invent marriage. Love it.
I would love if that's the way they do it. They do it, like, super olden times. So it'll be like a caveman show or something, or a movie. It could be a movie. Mm-hmm. It could be like a caveman movie, but then they talk in, like, super proper diction, but also lumber around like dummies.
Okay. All right.
You know?
Uh-huh. What is the show about? Just them? Just the cavemen? It's like...
It's a satire.
It's like Modern Family, but it's cavemen. Is that what we're talking about here?
It's a satire, Grace.
Alright. Is Modern Family not a satire?
Is it? I don't fucking know. I feel like Family Guy is more of a satire than Modern Family.
It's not. It's fully not. I'm joking.
So, wait, there was another thing I wrote down specifically about this. It was really...
Go ahead.
Oh, those really bad wigs that they wore. I was like, what are they doing?
Oh, at the skating rink?
Yeah, they, like, wore them, like, completely wrong. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
I don't know. She was also stuffing her bra for that scene. I was like, why?
So much of that did not make sense. Like, do you think she was on drugs, or do you think she just was like, fuck it?
I think they were all just slightly unhinged.
They had lost their mind at that point. I hope that was the last scene that they shot. And at that point, they were like, I'm losing my mind! This movie is so bad! Oh, also, what are the odds that homegirl would see a dude with the new girl outside of a party that she planned for that looks like it was at someone's house?
I know.
I was like...
That was, like, what the whole movie hinged on, too, was, like, her seeing him with the new girl. But it wasn't even, like, she was, like... I was, like, okay, it could have made sense if they were, like, all right, she just is gonna, like, go stalk him for a second and she sees him with her. Because they work together. So, I'm, like, she could have been, like, stalking him at work and then seeing her. But no, it's just some random party. Anyway... One of my favorite Christmas movie tropes, which is just random happenstance that the whole rest of the plot hinges on.
It's true. Oh, I also did write about him doing that mansplaining. I was like, okay, Mr. Man.
That was too much. And the sad part is, I like his character up until that point. Like, I'm like, he's fine. And then he does that. And then it's like,
well,
you're terrible.
You've got to go. But right before that, the way that, like, what they were talking about, it was really funny because I was just like, ah, What It Feels Like for a Girl by Madonna. Because that's literally what it sounded like. I'm like, are you guys just reading lyrics from that song?
Yes. No, they were reading lyrics from their own hit original song, It's Tough to Be a Girl. High-heeled shoes and ponytails or whatever that part of the lyrics were.
What was up with that karaoke they randomly were doing?
That's probably my favorite scene where they go into the dive bar and the lady has, like, babies. Literally, some girl is just sitting there with, like, two babies fully just on her chest. And then they sing karaoke.
It was very confusing. There was a lot of random scenes where they sang karaoke. Because there were, like, two or three. I was like, what's going on?
There was a lot of singing in this movie.
And for it not to have a musical number.
It was, I don't know, it got there. It bordered on that.
You know what? That's what we need. We need a Christmas musical. We still haven't had one of those.
No?
I feel like in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't consider, like, The Nutcracker a Christmas musical. I mean, it's supposed to be a ballet.
It's a ballet.
Well, I mean, they, like, adapt it into other shit, but I'm like, still, it's a ballet.
It's a ballet.
It's a ballet. It doesn't have any words, which is why I don't like it, because I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
It doesn't have any words.
There are no words.
It's a ballet, it doesn't have any words.
It's like the most annoying parts of a play, honestly.
When they're not talking.
They're just jumping around. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's so funny.
And I'm like, emotions! And I'm like, cool.
Okay, which one did you watch next?
After that, I watched Les Bomb.
which was also a snore.
Which is funny, because you know what? That was actually my favorite one out of the four.
Was it really?
It was.
I'm very upset by that.
Why?
I just am. really expected to like this. I think my expectations for this were way too high, because I didn't like it at all. I didn't like any part of it.
That's funny. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a fun ride. What was annoying was how much the girl, she was the main girl character. She was a little annoying, I feel.
My issue with it was that the whole main plot was that, like, that tired storyline of, like, one character in the relationship is out and the other character isn't, and they're pressuring them to come out. I'm like, I really hate that.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that storyline either, but it seems to be whatever they were going for, so I'm like, okay. And every time there were, like, scenes with her and their girlfriend, Haley, or whatever the fuck her name was, mm-hmm. and they would, like, or Haley would be all like, you need to tell them, I'm just like, girl, chill.
Yeah, I know, but that was the thing, like, her character had no other, like, I don't know, traits. Other than being, like, pushy about coming out to the family. And I was like...
Yeah, and then being angry.
Yeah, I was like, I don't like these people.
Although, what's really kind of funny is, like, when it got to that one part when her... Where she walked in and she saw her and Austin kissing or whatever. Or not even that. Like, before that, when she found out that they had had sex before. And then she was just like, you literally made me feel like I was crazy. And I'm just like, oh my god, that's the definition of gaslighting. She literally was just like, you're crazy. That's never happened. Literally fucked your roommate / best friend.
Why? Yeah, that was the other thing. I was like, why wouldn't you just tell her? Like, anyway.
I know, because that seems like such a minute point.
And that's, like, again, like, I hate plot lines that are, like, hinged on, like, relationships where there's, like, some sort of, like, dishonesty or, like, misunderstanding. I just find it tired. I'm like, you know what?
Imagine how tired we are. Imagine how tired we are. We're tired of the same old stupid gay storyline. It's true. Why can't we just have, like, normal relationship issues? Maybe it's because all of the gays are fucked up to some degree.
I had sex with my roommate!
Also, that was really weird. When he showed up for Thanksgiving dinner, I was just like, why the fuck are you here? I'm like, why would you not tell her that you were showing up to Thanksgiving dinner when you live together?
I know.
You literally could have told her the night before. You didn't even have to tell her, like, that far in advance. She could have just been like, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Or, like, I don't know, shoot her a text.
Something, but also, not only did he show up unannounced, what seemed like, he also showed up several hours early. I'm like, whom's the fuck do you think you are?
Many hours far too early.
Also, when the dad, like, drove them to, like, the middle of nowhere in his car, I was just like, sir, do you not realize the racial inclinations?
Oh my god, I know!
With this, maybe it's because I was, like, I've been watching Watchmen, and that was, like, literally something that happened on that show. And I'm just like, bruh, look, I have just experienced watching some really racist shit not too long ago.
Yeah, that was a bit too much.
Yeah, I was just like, oh boy, whoever wrote this, you're going to get a strongly like, worded email.
Yeah, I was like, I guess his character they didn't think was originally going to be a black actor. Because there's no way you would write that scene with a black character in mind.
Honestly, there are so many points in that movie that happen that are very much just like, why does this seem racially charged? I'm very concerned.
Well, also, not to mention the fact that the main character was definitely brown of some sort, and both her parents were so white. And I was like, why is this happening?
Yeah, that was a little confusing as well. She also kind of looks a little bit like Sarah Bareilles.
Oh, she does look like Sarah Bareilles.
It's very odd, but yeah. It's not Sarah Bareilles.
It's not. I wish it was. That would be fun. I would watch that.
It probably would have been a little better. The cast in this movie was so weird.
Movie.
Huh?
Let's get her to do a Christmas movie.
Honestly, she might. She'll probably do one for Lifetime, because Lifetime's pulling a lot of really big actors these days for whatever reason.
Yeah, because people are watching.
Yeah, Kelly Rowland was in one that I was watching not so long ago.
Jelly Rowland.
Yep, Jelly Rowland. I can't believe I texted Jelly you that, Rowland. And I was just like, I'm watching a movie with Jelly Rowland.
Yeah, it's Jelly Rowland.
Damn autocorrect. It's not even autocorrect, it's a stupid swipe keyboard, so it's my own damn fault for doing that.
I don't use the swipe keyboard for that reason.
I only use it because it came with one of the updates, and they were like, you can use a swipe keyboard now without installing one, and I'm like, well, I'm lazy.
I'm lazy. I use text prediction. And honestly, it's garbage, and I don't know why I use it.
I was going to say, that's just as bad, if not worse.
It's pretty bad, but now I'm used to it.
What's funny is mine is just always typos. Like, it's always the wrong word.
Sometimes I'll, like, type something that starts with a Y, and, like, something like Yu-Gi-Oh! Will come up. I'm like, do I really talk about Yu-Gi-Oh! That much?
B, Bakura.
I mean, I probably do. And there's not many other words that start with Y.
That's true. It's either that or Yaya Sisterhood.
Uh-huh. Yeah, those are the two things.
Those are the two Y things.
Yaya Sisterhood and Yu-Gi-Oh!
And Yankee Candle.
The duality of man. What?
In Yankee Candle.
Okay, yes. Lest we forget. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, boy. Anyway.
So the cast in this movie was ridiculous. I was like, where did they get whatever budget they had for these people? I mean, some of them are kind of like, you know, we haven't seen them in stuff for a while. But at the same time, when fucking Cloris... That's like... Is it Cloris Leachman?
Yeah, Cloris Leachman.
Yeah, she shows up. I was just like, Cloris Leachman?
She and the grandpa were the funniest.
Oh my god, when he said, I'm waiting on you, bitch. And my mom was just like, did he just call her a bitch? I was like, yeah. And they now he's my so favorite funny. Character. He was, like, the Gary Busey of this family.
He definitely should have been played by Gary Busey.
Was he not? I was equally as terrified. They both look like a deep-fried skeleton. Is that mean? Yeah, is that ageist?
No, it's okay. Let's move on. Move on from that comment. They were my favorite part, and then I feel like the mom was my other favorite part, just because I found, like, her and the main character's relationship, I found it, like, extremely relatable. I was like, yeah, this is what it's like anytime I try to talk to my mom about anything. I'm like, I have something really important. She's like, can you please take the chicken out of the oven right now or someone will die? And I'm like, okay. Guess I'll wait.
You have to take it out now. If you don't.
Also, I have 7 other things I need to say to you.
All of which involve you mopping this floor.
Like, the whole thing about the broom, I was like, this is literally my mother. Too much.
We all have complicated relationships with our parents. Am I right, ladies?
Ladies, am I right? And then the end, when she was like, I had a lesbian roommate, and she wouldn't kiss me, or whatever she said.
Yeah, when she was like, she said I wasn't her type, and I was so offended.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know, I feel like that's how the straighties feel when you're just like, they're all like, don't hit on me, and you're like, you're not my type.
Wasn't going to. was a very accurate, it was a very accurate straight representation.
I really wish it would be something even funnier than that. You know what? Maybe I'll just have to write it myself where they'll be like, you're not my type. And I'll be like, oh, why am I not your type? It's like, because you're white! This
perfectly
is the
acceptable reason.
This is the movie I'm writing about the race war.
Great. I love it. I'm on board.
So, no, wait. Do I have any more comments on that? Because I did write down mainly, my main thing I wrote down was definitely about him showing up uninvited. I'm like, literally yeah. Shows up out of the blue uninvited.
Yeah, I also really did not like the moment where he kissed her. I was like, this...
Oh, I was so upset by that. Also, I was laughing when... I was just like, oh my god, they're in Jersey City.
Yep. Fully, they are in Jersey.
Also, the last... Like, the song that they played during the credits was awful.
I don't even remember that.
Apparently, I distinctively made a note about it. It's a terrible ending song. So, I must have felt some type of way about it.
I have to go back. It was funny that they were in Jersey, too, because the scene where she picked her up at the train station, I was like, oh, that train station looks really familiar. Like, that looks like one of the train stations around me. And then it was like, they're in New Jersey. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's literally the one right by my house.
I guess that makes sense then.
I did really enjoy this one, though, for whatever reason. I think it was the dysfunctional family. It kind of reminded me of The Family Stone.
Yeah.
And it made me want to watch The Family Stone.
Ugh, I love The Family Stone. That movie should have been gay, and it's not, and it's upsetting.
Well, they have the gay brother, the deaf one.
Yeah, but Rachel McAdams' character is such a dyke, and it's so upsetting that, like...
I mean, that is true. She kind of hardcore is, but,
Like, the dykery jumped out.
It was the clunky... It was the chunky glasses and the chunky sweaters. She looked like Velma.
Yeah. That's what we all look like. All right. Moving on.
Last one I watched was the one I literally have zero opinion on this movie.
What?
The Holiday Engagement.
I watched this, and then, like, as I was watching it, I, like, remembered that I had already seen it. And then I just kept remembering stuff as I was watching it. And I was like, oh, yeah, this happened.
Oh, yeah, it was funny because my mom was like, she had seen it. And yeah. And then after watching it, I was like, well, that was a movie.
It was. It had a beginning, a middle, and an end.
It really did. And kudos to them for doing all of those things. I don't know if what was done well.
I just love the fact that, I'm really, did you notice the Brady Bunch movie cameo, though?
No? I don't think I did.
Mom is, what's her name from Cheers, who plays the mom in the Brady Bunch movie, and then the girl who's at the bridal shop who's, like, the crazy... That's Jan.
Oh, my... Okay, yeah, I did recognize Jan. I remember that distinctively now.
Yeah.
But I was trying to figure out why the mom looks so fucking familiar!
Yeah, that's... what's there for Cheers?
Amazing.
Yep. And I just love that fact that they're in this... They're in this movie together of all fucking movies!
Of all movies you could be together in.
I just like that the premise of this one was, like, internet dating video.
I really didn't... Okay, so the thing about this movie is it was very middle of the road for me.
Yeah, it was very middle of the road.
It wasn't great, but it wasn't, like, terrible, because, I mean, it wasn't Drinksgiving. But... I mean,
there was at least some production quality to it.
Yeah, but what was really weird is I'm like, I feel like if the main guy had been styled differently, maybe, or something. It, what was weird about this is this movie seemed like it was made in, like, 2003. But...
was it not? Because she definitely had, like, a flip phone.
Well, was it? I don't know. Because the guy in it, I distinctively remember from, I remember him from Charmed.
Okay.
Because him and Paige had a thing. And then he was possessed by the source.
Got you.
Of all evil.
I swear she has, like, a full, like, one of those, phones with, like, the full keyboard that would come out.
Oh, yes, she did have one of those. But no, this movie was made in 2011.
Holy shit.
And apparently wow, okay. Enough people like this because it has a 6.0.
Also, Hayley Duff is in it.
I know. That was really funny. What was funny is, like, the way that she kept bragging about her husband, I was waiting on her to be like, he left me.
Oh, my God. I was waiting for the husband to, like, yeah, I don't even know. But then she was just, like, randomly pregnant at the end. I was like, what?
You yeah, that made, like, baby. That she made, like, no baby. Sense.
And I was like, when did you have time to get pregnant if you never see your husband?
That's the real mystery.
That's what they all should have been trying to figure out. And then the other sister was just, like, having an affair.
I know. I was just like, are they married? No, they were, I guess they were just dating.
I think they were engaged.
Oh, yeah. And then this weird moment happened with, like, the podiatrist and the one dude was just like, what? Literally up on his foot, you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Let me just see your feet for a second.
I'm a podiatrist, trust me.
My other favorite cameo was this actor as the waiter.
Oh, yes. He's a famous gay now. He's just been, well, not, I wouldn't say famous, just you see him a lot of in random shit.
He's a known gay, yeah.
A notorious homosexual.
He's in all of the gay stuff. He's, like, always a, like, yeah. I forget what his name is, but yeah, he's like, one of the best parts of the movie. He's like, my name is Paco, and he puts quotes around Paco. Ugh, so good. And then the friend is just, like, dating the surfer guy.
Oh, yeah, that was so weird. That was a very weird plot point they just threw in there.
They did, and they never came back to it.
Nope. It was just, like... just
dating him.
I think that was the last time we saw her. She was, like, on the phone with her, and she was just like, you gotta ride the wave. And then she disappeared.
And that was, like, in the middle of the movie, and they just completely dropped plot after.
What happened to her? Well, she's dead now.
She died surfing.
No, he wasn't a surfer. He was a serial killer. And now she's dead. See, now that's the movie I want to see.
Okay, well, go on Lifetime. You probably find 800 of them.
I know, that's the movie I want to see as the follow-up. It's like, this is an offshoot film.
The sequel to this is just a really... dark.
It's a very dark film. I would love that.
Love it.
It's a dark trilogy. It takes a very... the third one is even darker. It's like, it's written by Gillian Flynn.
Oh,
I would love that. That was funny. Yeah. I really don't have much more to say about this movie. It was very... there were random things that happened in it, and I'm like, okay. The main thing is, I was just like, homegirl, why don't you just tell your parents that he dumped you? I mean, it just happened. It's so out of your control. It's like, he dumped me because he was like, I want to go take a promotion. That seems like a valid thing to tell your parents. You're like, my boyfriend dumped me because he wanted his promotion more than he wanted to be with me.
Well, like, to her credit, like, that mom was crazy. Like, she was just like, I invited the whole town.
I know, that engaged. That was the weird, one of the weirdest fucking plot points. I'm like, why?
Like, her mom was a little bit bananas.
I like, did you invite them because you're dying and you needed to tell everyone? Like, what's going on?
There really was no reason for it.
I know, that seems like...
I just want everyone to know.
That you're engaged. I'm like, that seems like such a very peculiar thing to do.
Yeah.
Invite the entire town to your house. So that you can announce your daughter being engaged as if it is 1912. And there are only 30 people who live in your town.
Love it.
So really, it's just Sunday mass. You just mention it at the end.
Basically, yeah. I mean, she did fucking invite that priest over.
That was so weird. She was just like, you should see this priest. You're gonna talk about being married. I'm like, why would I want to talk to a priest about being married? Why would you talk to a priest about being married? They're not married. They can't do it.
Because...
Bitch, you can't do what I'm about to do.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, my God. I'm reading the fun facts for the trivia facts on IMDb for this movie, and one of them is just that a bunch of these actors appeared in Friends.
And that's it. So congratulations to Friends. Pink Friday comes out tomorrow. Give it up for Pink Friday, you guys. I love that video. Sorry. it's so funny.
Okay, so next.
I was going to say, are there any more, like, fun facts from that movie, or is that it?
Oh, well, one of them was the, what we already talked about, which was that those two actresses were in the Brady Bunch movie.
Oh. Old news.
Then that a bunch of people were on Friends. And then another fun fact is, this one says, Trisha Burns, in parentheses, Haley Duff, has a sister named Hillary, in parentheses, Bonnie Somerville. In real life, Haley Duff has a younger sister whose name is also Hillary.
What a coincidence. I'm just like, yes, Haley Duff is the one that people are really just like, do you know that she has a younger sister? It's like, no, people don't know who the fuck Haley Duff is.
The way that's phrased is so funny.
I know, I'm just like, people don't know who Haley Duff is.
In real life, Haley Duff has a younger sister whose name is also, like, I think we know who Hillary Duff is.
Remember that time that her and Haley did, that Our Lips Are Sealed cover?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, I honestly, what do you know what's really weird is that'll randomly pop up in my mind.
Uh-huh.
Like, every couple of months or something, it'll just randomly pop in my mind. That and that Hillary Duff song where she's like, wake up, wake up!
Hillary Duff is just invading your mind with intrusive thoughts of her music career.
I should really put that as, like, my alarm. That would be really funny. Wake up! On a Saturday night! But really, it's just a Tuesday morning, and I hate my life.
Yep, that's the mood.
So, next time, more Christmas movies. I'm really excited for this next batch, because there's a lot of random ones that I found, and I was just like, ooh, this looks like a fun time.
You're fully skipping two movies that we watched, but okay.
What other movies did we watch?
I guess you didn't watch them.
What? You sent me four.
No, I sent okay.
You You're did right. send me four.
Okay.
I'm not crazy.
Next time, yep.
I guess next time I'll have to watch those other ones that you're talking about.
Okay.
I swear that's not, that didn't happen.
It's all right. It's okay.
Oh, there was one other one. Wait, how did I miss that one?
There was two other ones.
Nuh-uh. Now there's only five on there. Don't lie to me.
Yeah, but, okay, yeah, no, that original list I sent you had five, and then I told you about another one.
Oh, then I don't remember that one. See, that's what happens when you don't put them on lists. Because they get lost.
Okay.
They get lost in the shuffle.
It's fine.
We can talk about them next time because I definitely didn't watch them, apparently.
Well, that's okay, because I thought that you weren't going to watch Drinksgiving and Les Bombs, so...
Which, ironically, I did.
Yeah, so there you go. It all evens out.
We're all about surprises here.
Yeah, we're all about not knowing what we're going to do and then doing it.
Yeah, so next time we'll talk about two Christmas movies that have ghosts in them. Oh, and a musical, because one of them is a holiday musical.
Oh, there is a musical. Okay.
Yes.
Excited for that.
Do you know which one I'm weirdly the most excited for, though?
Mm-hmm.
The Cinderella.
Don't say the baby.
No, the Cinderella story one.
Oh, I barely saw a preview for that, and I was like,
No, I was
don't know how I feel about this.
I was looking at the font, and I was just like, oh my god, is it a part of that series? Like, the Hilary Duff weird sequel with Selena Gomez, now sequel with this other girl we don't know. Well, I know her face.
Oh, really? You think it's part of the same thing? The same universe? Cinderella story cinematic universe?
I think it is. And it's weird because that girl was also on, I think that girl was also on Disney Channel. I think she was on Ally and AJ.
She did look familiar.
Doesn't your mom watch Ally and AJ? Or did?
My mom?
Yeah, I remember vaguely being at your house and we were like flipping channels and I said something about Ally and AJ and she was just like, I love that show or something like that.
She does watch random Nickelodeon things.
Austin and Ally. That's what it was called. Austin and Ally. What did I say, Ally?
Austin and Ally, yeah. I'm saying Ally and AJ.
Like... Oh no. I'm an old person.
We fully accepted that Ally and AJ was the name of that show.
Yeah, that's the show.
It
was another A-name.
Austin and Ally. She also watches Dog with a Blog.
Oh, God.
She loves that show. The dog talks. I'm like,
He sure does.
He sure does have a blog.
Well, we love animals that can get on the internet, order stuff from Amazon Prime.
Hamster with an Amazon Prime account. It's the sequel to Dog with a Blog.
The hit cartoon. That's just Hamtaro.
True. Which was a bop.
That theme song was great. Little Hamsters, Big Adventures.
Hamtaro slapped, and everybody knows it.
It's why it came on every afternoon. That was a very weird time in my childhood. But anyway.
We were all there.
Anyway, so, you know, next time we're just going to get more into the Christmas spirit. Jingle, jangle, jangle.
We are continuing our Christmas journey.
our circle into... I don't know. I didn't have a good pylon for that, so I'm just going to end.
Circle of hell, yeah.
We're just spiraling into Christmas. That's really all it is. I mean... Yeah. The next one will probably be our last one where we just dump all of the Christmas movies we watched on it.
Yep. Basically.
Just before the holidays.
We're gonna have a lot to say.
It's true.
Good.
You know, saddle up with some eggnog or whatever. Or something else lactose friendly.
I have not had any eggnog yet. And that upsets me.
Next episode we'll be drinking them and talking about what we watched.
Great.
I love that.
Great.
Anyway, as always, thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Jingle, bye. Jingle. Bye.